Your Financial Choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature, or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter, nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I'm a CPA, CFP professional, and AEP on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com. And you can listen online each and every week at wdiy.org under Public Affairs. And podcast of prior shows are also available there. And the app, the WDIY app is also available. Welcome to the show. Today is November 3rd, 2021. The markets were up today with the Dow closing. I think record highs we saw today, closing at 36,157, the NASDAQ at 15,811, and the S&P at 4,660. Our topic this evening is Medicare. Open enrollment, what is it? And before you think this might not apply to you, for folks who might not be near age 65, where it could also be very informative to you, number one, you could be coming up on those ages, so it's something good to pay attention to now. If someone's in under disability, they could be eligible for Medicare. And quite often what we end up finding out is family members may need help in kind of navigating their Medicare decisions and options. It could be an aunt, an uncle, a parent, a grandparent. So let's make sure that we pay attention. So Medicare open enrollment, what is it? We are live tonight. We'll take your questions. Kyle's in the studio with us this evening. We'll answer your calls, take your information, and we ask you to mute your radio so we can hear you without the delay and we can talk without confusion. We discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments. And while I typically have a topic each week, you can still ask questions off topic. I'll do my best to answer them. The number is 610-758-8810, 610-758-8810. You can speak live on air with us, or if you're not comfortable talking live on air, give your question to Kyle. He'll write it down and bring it into the studio. Email is also available at yourfinancialchoices.com. I have a guest this evening. I'm very excited to welcome back Daniel Banks, president of Silvercrest Insurance. He is president and co-founder of Silvercrest. Dan started his career in 2000 as a financial advisor for the Guardian Life Insurance Company. After meeting with a client one day who was turning 65, Dan quickly recognized the complexities of Medicare and the various coverage options available. Soon after, he started his agency specializing in Medicare plans and dedicated his practice to serving the Medicare population. Welcome back to the show, Dan.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
Yes. Dan has been a frequent guest in the past. We were talking when we were coming into the studio this evening that several years ago, I think Dan reached out to me and asked about being a guest, and he's been one of my go-to people. So when I have people who have Medicare questions, Dan's the guy that I send them to because you have really, really found a niche here. And when we hear about people talking about Medicare and their mailbox is full of information, and it's overwhelming, and they don't really know how to navigate it. So do you want to give just a little bit of background before we jump into the topic this evening, a little bit of background about what it means to kind of, or how you found your way to kind of help with this niche with Medicare?
You, as you said in your introduction, I was a financial advisor back in the day. That's how I started my career. So I actually had a client that came in and was looking at Medicare. He was turning 65, and I couldn't believe the amount of information that he had to sift through. And as a financial advisor, I was qualified to talk about life insurance, investments, but I had no idea what Medicare was even. I really didn't know that it was insurance that you got at 65. And so as I started digging into it, it's like you're a dog chasing your tail, trying to figure it out. So as a professional who had been experienced with complex financial products, trying to understand Medicare, I found it to be so complicated that I wondered, how does the average person figure this out? And it's really thrust upon people. You're turning 65 and you have this decision to make, and it doesn't seem like anybody really knows as they're approaching, but they're getting tons of mail. They're getting phone calls from agents, solicitations from insurance companies, all kinds of stuff. And it just really amps up the
anxiety.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. So, so to have somebody to help guide them through the process, it was good that I had the experience I did, because I recognized that, hey, maybe there's an opportunity in this to make a living and to be able to help people at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what, as I did research, I began to discover that, hey, there's a market in this, but there were not many agencies out there that specialized in Medicare. And still to this day, there's a lot of, it's sort of an afterthought for certain agencies, and they do a lot of other products, and sometimes it's just a lead into other products. We choose not to do that. We want to focus on it specifically. And I just thought to myself, if you become an expert in this one thing, then people will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of how it started. So that was 13 years ago.
And you've grown quite a bit.
Yeah, we've expanded. So our agency has, we have 3 advisors in our agency, and then we have a couple customer service people that help our existing clients. So yeah, it's been a ride.
And you're going to open a new office?
We may be expanding up into the New York region, up into the Binghamton area. So that's in the works right now. It's kind of exciting.
And your office here on, you said, Stefco Boulevard?
Yes, we have an office on Stefco Boulevard. Thank you. Thank you for that prop. So we just opened our office on Stefco Boulevard. We were on Elizabeth Avenue for years, and now we have an office where it's handicap accessible. It's one floor. We have parking, so it's very exciting.
So that really helps people who are, 65 and older. We start to, have more trouble getting around.
Right.
So,
yes.
So that's great. So tonight we are going to talk about annual enrollment for Medicare. And give a little synopsis before we go to our first break, Dan, if you don't mind. Explaining what annual enrollment period, what the annual enrollment period is, and then through the rest of the show, we'll talk a little bit more about how people have to navigate this.
So the annual enrollment period exists, and I want to emphasize this. It's for people who are already on Medicare and who have Medicare plans, either Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plans. And it's a time of year when they have this period where the benefits change in the plans. And the reason they do that is because the government is raising deductibles under original Medicare and the coinsurance amount. So it gives these plans, it allows them to change their benefit structures to accommodate the extra insurance, and there's payments that are being made. It's kind of complicated behind the scenes, but the companies then come out with their new benefit information. They send the clients their annual notice of change so they can see what their plan is going to look like next year. And then they have the opportunity to change if their medications change, maybe if their providers change. So there's several reasons why people would need to evaluate their plans now. And I want to emphasize this. It's not for people who aren't on Medicare, because there are people working or people turning 65 around this time of year or early next year that think they have to meet this December 7th deadline. That's not the case. So for anybody out there who is turning 65 in the beginning of next year, you have your normal open enrollment period. The annual enrollment period applies to people already on Medicare.
Okay. I'm going to kind of go over that when we get back from this next break. But if you have questions for Dan about Medicare, open enrollment, we're going to talk about the ABCs of Medicare as well when we come back from our break. The phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. And we're talking with Daniel Banks, president of Silver Crest Insurance. Back in a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Psst! Did you know your phone is a radio? You can tune into WDIY anywhere on the go with WDIY's phone app. Download for free from the Apple or Google Store, and your phone will become your trusted radio. The easy-to-use app lets you listen to WDIY on your phone live and access your favorite music shows on demand. Download and share the WDIY app with your friends and family, and introduce them to Many Choices, Real Voices.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices right here on WDIY 88.1, also streaming live at WDIY.org. Podcasts and prior programs are also at WDIY.org under Public Affairs and also available on the WDIY app. If you have questions this evening, we are discussing Medicare open enrollment with Daniel Banks, president and co-founder of Silver Crest Insurance. You can call in and talk to us live on air, or if you're not comfortable talking live on air, you can give your question to Kyle by calling in 610-758-8810. Kyle can write the question down and bring it into the studio. So we're talking about what is open enrollment, what is the annual enrollment period. Dan was just clarifying, this is for people who are already on Medicare. If you're not yet age 65, you have a different enrollment period. For people who are still working, perhaps, Dan, and choosing to stay on their employer's health insurance, that also would not necessarily apply to them?
Right. If you're actually, if you're on your employer's insurance, you could go on Medicare at any time. The open enrollment for their employer plan does not apply to you if you decide to go on Medicare for whatever reason. And a lot of people do this now because the employer insurance is not what it used to be. They have high deductibles, the participation rate for the employees, the cost of it coming out of their paychecks is getting pretty high. It's, you know, for certain employers, not every employer, but if your cost for Medicare through your employer is $300 or more, and the deductibles $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, we see $5,000 deductibles, then, hey, maybe you're better off on Medicare. So it's worth a look. Mm-hmm. But the annual enrollment period, back to that, is just specifically for people who are already on prescription drug plans or in a Medicare Advantage plan, so they can evaluate plans for next year and make changes if appropriate.
Okay, you also had said something that I want to just repeat a little bit, but we did have a caller call in with a comment. So thank you, Virginia, for calling in. She mentioned she's a recent retiree, and she said, thank you for clarifying the enrollment for supplemental coverage for Medicare. So we're trying to clarify what
you're
we're
welcome.
Meaning by that open enrollment. So Dan, you had said, correct me if I'm wrong, I think what you were saying is this open enrollment period is a time for people who are already on Medicare to evaluate the policies that they're, or the insurance coverage they currently have mm-hmm. as their supplemental. Is that correct? Their supplemental plan? Because you said that the insurance providers could be changing what they're offering. And so as maybe someone who's on Medicare, they might want to change the insurance they're using because, number one, the insurance provider could have changed what they're offering, or two, my needs might have changed. So could you just kind of go through that with
sure.
me?
Sure. And this is, you know, you get into the weeds with Medicare pretty fast.
And I do like to get into the weeds.
Well, and that's okay. I brought my weed whacker, so let's do it. We Actually, because there's two distinctly different types of coverage you can have on Medicare, you can have a Medicare Advantage plan, which this time of year, if you turn on the TV, you're going to see commercials for because they're highly marketed. And that, if you sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan, that is going to become your primary insurance. It includes your major medical, so your hospital and your doctor and your prescription plan all in one plan. And that company becomes your primary insurance. And they have a schedule of benefits, co-pays, and things like that. And those are network plans. They're typically in the form of a PPO or an HMO. You want to make sure your doctors are in network, which in the Lehigh Valley is not very difficult. Most Lehigh Valley Health Network and St. Luke's usually accept both, you know, most of the plans. But then there's another type of coverage that has Medicare. It's called Original Medicare as your primary. That's your A and B Medicare as your primary, and that covers roughly 80% of your medical costs. But then people will get a supplement to fill in, they call it the gaps, and they're called Medigap policies for that other 20%. Those plans, those supplement plans, the benefits on those plans do not change. They're guaranteed renewable, they're non-cancelable, there is no Medigap open enrollment period, so you don't have to evaluate those plans now. In fact, this isn't even the best time to do it because the insurance companies are so inundated with applications and everybody's so busy that it's not a good time to evaluate your plan. Now, you can do it and people do it because a lot of people don't
understand the difference.
Yeah, they don't make the distinction. And we do it for our clients. We don't refuse them, but we encourage them to try to do it in the 9 months that isn't now.
So the Medicare supplemental plans can be evaluated at some other period of time.
Correct.
This open
annual enrollment.
Annual enrollment.
Yes.
Is the Medicare Advantage.
Correct. And if you have a supplement, you typically have what's called a Part D standalone prescription drug plan, and that also falls into the annual enrollment period. And what those plans have in common is that they're getting a subsidy from the federal government. That insurance company, whether it's Highmark or Aetna, and it doesn't matter, whatever company you have your coverage under, when you sign up for that company, the federal government gives them a subsidy. And so those are subsidized plans. And because of that, there's no underwriting, there's no medical underwriting. You can change every year. You can change your drug plan. There's no, so there's no health screening. But with But with the Medicare supplements, you have an open enrollment period when you turn 65 for 6 months. You can get into a plan with no medical questions, but after that, you have to answer medical questions to change your plan. If you're going to change your plan, and typically the only reason people change is because the rates go up each year. So that's why anybody would make a change, but now isn't it a great time to do it because the medical underwriting process is not, it's not as quick as just submitting an application. And so we want to give those that time so we can evaluate their health, go to the right company, and it needs to be a smooth transition. And that's typically not very smooth right now because the insurance companies are probably getting in, who knows how many times, 100 times more applications as any other time during the year.
So people are switching quite a bit then on the Advantage plans. If they're getting all those kinds of applications.
Yeah.
Or do you have to apply every year?
Well, they are often because what happens with the marketing, you have famous sponsors like William Shatner, Joe Namath, and our customers joke around with us. I saw Joe Namath, and he said I should do this. So these guys are spokespeople for large brokerage companies, national brokerage companies that do a lot of phone sales. And they're primarily marketing Medicare Advantage plans. So there is a lot of switching that goes on, but it's not necessarily because it's absolutely necessary. So,
okay. I'm going to have to go over this with you one more time because I think I had some misconceptions about some of the things you just said. So I want to go over it one more time, but we are at our second break. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810, and you can call and talk live with us. Or if you're not comfortable talking live, you can give your question to Kyle. He'll write it down and bring it in to us. And I'm sitting here with Daniel Banks, president of Silvercrest Insurance, and we're talking about Medicare annual enrollment. We'll be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
You're the one that we want to join us for a WDIY movie sing-along night at the Emmaus Theater. This is DJ Jimmy James, your host of Blue Moon Cruisin', and I'll be your MC as we take a trip back to the 1950s with the classic film Grease. Saturday, November 6th at 8 p.m. at the Emmaus Theater. Tickets are $12 in advance and $15 at the door, hip cats and kittens. So get your tickets today at WDIY.org, baby.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices, and I have with me in the studio president of Silvercrest Insurance, Daniel Banks, and we are talking about annual enrollment for Medicare. And, you know, Dan and I were joking earlier about the weeds, and folks, this is why he got into this business, because there are so many weeds, and some of us like picking the weeds, and some of us, it's overwhelming. It's too much to do. We don't want you using poison out there. You got to be smart about how you pick the weeds, and Dan hopefully can help with some of that, because, you know, I wanted you to clarify something, Dan, because for some reason, I don't know why, in my head, I had it that there is this difference, this distinction of the Advantage plans, which is kind of, in my mind, kind of rolled all into one, and then the supplemental, which is like an add-on to the Part B. And I had kind of thought that the Advantage plan required someone to get like a new health assessment if they were switching plans. And I think what I heard you say is there is not necessarily a physical and a health assessment plan for the Advantage plans, but really more for the supplemental.
Exactly. Yep.
So that was interesting. So this is why you have to kind of pay attention to this, folks, because it could make a difference. So I want to back up for a moment. First, I'm going to give the phone number one more time, and then I want to kind of back up for a minute and talk about some of these ABCs of Medicare real quickly. Dan and I have done a number of shows on this in the past. You could probably find them back in the archives of at WDIY.org. Under the public affairs, where you'll find the Your Financial Choices podcast. But I think it is important if we can just kind of go over those ABCs quickly. But the phone number is 610-758-8810, 610-758-8810. You can talk live with us or give your question to Kyle. He'll write it down and bring it in. So A, you mentioned, was hospital insurance.
Correct.
B?
B is medical. So that would be your doctor visits, outpatient, everything that isn't drugs or hospitalization, basically. So, you know, any outpatient care, ambulance rides, durable medical equipment, which would be, you know, sleep apnea machines, walkers, wheelchairs, things like that. That all comes under Part B. Chemotherapy comes under Part B. Infusions, so they fall under Part B. Infusions in an infusion center. Dialysis. These all come under Part B, but just your regular doctor visits, physical therapy.
It's typically what we think of.
Right.
And then Part D, you mentioned D is drug.
D
so
is
that's
drugs.
How we remember
yep.
that. So D is drug. Now, Part C, we've been saying Advantage plans tonight.
Correct.
Do they call them really Part C?
Well, it's technically Part C of Medicare.
Okay.
But Medicare Advantage plan is the street term. That's the term you'll see in the commercials. You can think of it as Medicare replacement plans, because if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, it becomes your primary insurance. It combines your A hospital, B doctor, D drug into one plan. Typically, it's going to be a PPO or an HMO plan, which means you have to go to providers in that network. And then when you go to a provider, you're going to have some kind of cost sharing in that plan. So it could be something as literal as a $5 copay for your primary doctor. Of course, the copays for specialists are going to be a little bit more, $30 to $50 on average. But then most of them don't have deductibles. Most of them charge cost sharing for services. So an example might be something that's a little more costly would be an MRI. So if you go have an MRI, maybe you get a bill for $275. They consider that advanced imaging. So there are things like that, hospital stays, outpatient facility charges, ambulance rides. These are all things that are a little bit pricier than just your normal $5 doctor copay, up to annual out-of-pocket maximums, which average, and it depends what plan, what area you're in. In this area here in the Lehigh Valley, $6,700 out-of-pocket in a lot of HMO plans, $7,500 out-of-pocket in PPO plans in-network. And remember, HMOs, you have to go in the network. If you go out of network, you don't have coverage unless it's an emergency. PPOs, you can go out of network, but typically the costs go up out of network, and the out-of-pocket maximums are above $10,000-$11,000 then. So, you know, you got to be careful.
So these are Medicare Advantage plans.
These are Medicare Advantage plans.
The highlights of, could you, and again, this might be too much for just the show, but as an example, if someone had Part B, mm-hmm. instead of the Medicare Advantage, they had Part B plus their supplemental.
A and B in a supplement.
Right. So I know a supplemental probably depends as well what kind of coverage someone gets. But
so here's the big difference is that many Advantage plans you can get for a zero premium. So you continue to pay your Part B premium, but then there's plans out there, and you'll see a lot of 0-0-0 advertisements, zero premium, zero deductible, zero copay at the specialist. That's what that means. And the zero premium is because the federal government is actually giving that insurance company a fairly nice subsidy on your behalf. It's in this area, it's about $14,000 a year. Mm-hmm. They call it a capitation rate. So it's per capita, per person. And that's so the insurance company is definitely getting a decent amount of money on your behalf, but then you're also sharing in the cost of the care through copays and coinsurance. So typically no deductibles, but, you know, and for the average person, they're probably going to be all right through the year. It's where you might run into some issues is if, you know, you were chronically sick, an ongoing chronic illness or in and out of the hospital in 1 year, you could start seeing a lot of bills. And that's kind of the negative on there. With the supplements, the downside is that you're paying a premium every month to an insurance company, and that premium is going to go up every year, usually by 5 to 10%. And, you know, it's compound interest, basically. So you want to see your mutual funds grow that way, but not your health insurance premium. And so that's the big rub with them. And then you have to pay extra for a prescription plan, and you have to, everything is a la carte. So you want dental, you want vision. There's nothing really included in the supplement plans. But the coverage can be quite comprehensive where your maximum out-of-pocket can be very little. Mm. So you're kind of paying on the front end with the supplement, a little more freedom to move around, and then getting good coverage on the back end where an Advantage plan, you're not paying up front, but you have to be aware that you have some cost sharing if you if you use it. So
real quick before our halftime break, you mentioned the Advantage plan. You could go out of system and now you could incur higher cost if you're out of system with the PPO. Out of the network. The HMO doesn't have out of network. Do the supplemental plans for Medicare usually cover out of network?
Well, there is no network. Yeah, it's
okay.
The Medicare network, and that's nationwide. And it's difficult to find a doctor that doesn't accept assignment from Medicare. And the supplement's secondary.
Okay. We also had a caller call in, Kathy from Easton. And when we come back from the break, Kathy, we will answer your question. If you have any questions, you can talk to us live on air or off air. Call the same number, 610-758-8810. We'll be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Good evening, WDIY Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm James Johnson. It is 6:30. We have 46 degrees and overcast skies. Lehigh Valley weather. Tonight, mostly clear, low 29. Thursday, mostly sunny, high 49, and partly cloudy, low 28. Friday, sunny skies, high 52, and mostly cleared, low 28, Friday night. WDIY, Lehigh Valley Public Radio, your trusted local NPR member station since 1995. Many choices, real voices, and speaking of real voices, now back to your financial choices with Lori Siebert.
Thank you, James. Welcome back to the show. We are talking with Daniel Banks, president of Silver Crest Insurance this evening. We're talking about the annual enrollment of Medicare. And Kathy from Easton called in with a great question, which I was interested in knowing, too. How difficult is it to switch? We're getting spam calls while we're sitting here talking. I apologize,
listeners.
That was
actually my brother that called me. So okay. I consider him spam, too, but...
So sorry about that, folks. Kathy from Easton had called in with a question. How difficult is it to switch from Advantage Plan to Original Medicare and getting a supplement plan to go with that? So we're talking about during annual enrollment, people can switch their Advantage Plan. What if someone wants to switch from Advantage to Original Medicare?
So that is a good question. If you're new to Medicare and you've had an Advantage plan for 12 months or less, you can go to a supplement with no medical underwriting, which means no medical screening. Okay. Outside of that, to get to a supplement, you're going to have to answer medical questions, and they're going to ask things, you know, they're going to rule out some of the biggies. And it's not as if somebody had the C word, and I think we all know what the C word is, and they've been in remission for a few years, they could probably get coverage. It's just that if there were things that were more recent, or especially if you're going through any kind of major medical situation, or you have pending tests, you have you've been recommended to get knee surgery in 2 months, if the insurance company sees any claims coming, then that's probably a non-starter. So if you have to go get your hip done, go get it done, and then and then try to apply. The one thing that people, now the other thing about doing it now, if you do want to try, you know, let's say you want to do an application, you want to get that application in early because you want to know that you got approved or denied for the coverage before you submit for a prescription plan, because you're going to need a prescription plan to go with that. Once you submit an application for a prescription plan, it's going to kick you out of your Medicare Advantage plan starting the first of next year. And if you don't get approved for your supplement before that, you're either going to have to reapply quickly for the Advantage plan, or, you know, you'll have a problem.
So apply for, if you want to switch out of the Advantage, apply for a supplemental plan before you try to switch
definitely.
The prescription.
Yes.
Okay. And then, so Dan, if, I'm just trying to think, if someone already had a supplemental plan, this is not the Advantage plan, the supplemental plan, and they ended up needing a hip replaced or had some other, you know, costly medical issue, they don't get kicked off or anything. When we talk about pre-existing conditions and they can't be denied pre-existing conditions, you're saying they could maybe deny you your supplemental insurance if you're going from Advantage to supplemental. If you have something, they might deny you, but I thought they couldn't deny for pre-existing conditions anymore.
Okay, so two things there. The first is if you have a supplement, it's guaranteed renewable, non-cancelable. It's basically a contract. It's not basically, it is a contract. Mm-hmm. And if you pay your premium, you're good. The only way you can get kicked out of your plan is if you don't pay your premium.
Okay. For years. You're talking about for years.
Forever.
You could be on that plan. Okay.
Forever.
Great.
And there's no but to that. That's just how that is. So what was the second part of that?
So then I said if I had wondered if I just wondered if there was pre-existing conditions.
Conditions, which people often bring up, you know, I thought they couldn't ask medical questions. That's under the ACA, which is the Affordable Care Act, and that is for people who are under 65.
There you go. I knew there was something that needed to be clarified there.
We had that question millions of times. We don't get it as much as we used to, but when it first passed, you know, it's been over 10 years. So
wow,
we've had a lot of questions that...
Wow, it still feels new. Kathy, I hope that we helped answer that. How difficult is it to switch from Advantage plan to the original Medicare?
Sorry to interrupt.
No,
I have a tip for Kathy.
Okay.
There is a little known period from the 1st of January through the 31st of March called the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. Insurance companies and agencies are not allowed to advertise for it. But you can switch Medicare Advantage plans if you're not happy in your plan at that time, or you can drop your Advantage plan, go back to original Medicare, pick up a prescription plan and get a supplement, which is exactly what she's asking. And my advice is do it then, because that's a much, there's much less going on then, because it's not the same fervor that is going mm-hmm. on in this time.
Mm-hmm.
This
you time, can take your time to kind of get the right option for you.
Exactly. And we often recommend that to our clients, especially as you get deep into the period right now, where this is probably these next couple of weeks before Thanksgiving, this is when things are the busiest. And it's just, you're not going to get the kind of service and that you'd really want. You know, let's face it, we feel more comfortable if we know that things are getting approved and everybody has their coverage in place, just like our clients do. So, if we have a chance to do that when it's a little less hectic, then it's better to do it that way. So that's called the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. If you Google it, you might find it, but you're not going to see advertisements for it because it's not permitted.
Okay, so right now we're in the Medicare annual enrollment.
Yep.
For people who are already 65 and already on Medicare.
Yep.
And then March 1 through March 31st is the Medicare open enrollment to kind of undo maybe, you know.
It's the Medicare Advantage open
Medicare
enrollment.
Advantage, yeah.
The reason that it exists is because oftentimes people would change their plans, maybe in haste, maybe they were convinced by Joe Namath. Exactly. And that's funny. And then, you know, and then maybe they made a bad decision, or they, you know, they got a new doctor. And so they were locked into this plan and they weren't going to be able to go to their cardiologist anymore. And that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they opened up this new time. And it's kind of had a metamorphosis over the last 7 years. And not that anybody needs to know the history of it, but it is what it is now. It starts January 1st up through March 31st. So it's a good 3 month solid period where you can do these things. The only thing you can't do is if you have a supplement now and you want to get an Advantage plan, you cannot do that during that time. You can only do that right now. So if you're going from a supplement primary Medicare supplement and prescription to a Medicare Advantage plan, you have to do that now.
Oh, okay. So that is part of the annual enrollment. So in my mind, I was sitting here thinking annual enrollment is to change Advantage plans, but it is also to change from the Medicare supplement, traditional original Medicare platform to Advantage as well.
There's four changes you can make. You can go from Advantage to Advantage, prescription plan to another prescription plan, and we do a lot of that for our clients. We evaluate their prescription plans. You can go from Advantage to original Medicare, get a supplement like Kathy from Easton was asking, or you can go from a supplement to an Advantage plan. So there's actually four different things that you can do.
Okay. I'm going to give the number again because for callers who are trying to call in, the number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. And you can talk live on air with us, or if you're not comfortable talking live on air, you can give your question to Kyle and he'll write it down and bring it in to us. Dan, I do want to talk about the prescription coverage and how you navigate that. But I have another quick question, though, because you had mentioned the Advantage plan, I think it was the HMO not going out of network. It's not available. Would you say then that for people who maybe travel a lot, travel across the United States, I mean, I have a lot of retirees who get those RVs and go all over the place.
Yep.
They really have to be careful about what plans they're picking then.
Yep.
Or is there something that you can provide as a supplemental insurance to people who take Advantage to be able to go across the country?
No, actually, If you're going to travel like that, or you have a house in Florida or South Carolina, a lot of people do, I would stay away from an Advantage plan. Now, it's not impossible to have one and to travel, but, you know, there's a lot more, work to be done. I mean, you have to notify the company sometimes that you're going to be traveling. You could go on their website and see who's in network, but you know, oftentimes those aren't the things you're doing when you're out in your RV in the Rocky Mountains,
right.
You know, and it's something, and you know, and you just feel sick and you got to go to an urgent care.
So that could be something to think about. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
We have a caller on line one. We have Paul. Paul, can you hear us?
Yeah. Yes. I can.
Hi. How can we help you this evening?
Yeah, let me turn the radio down. I think I'm in a little
There is a bit of a delay, so thank you for doing that.
Okay. My question is, I was retired for several years, and then I rejoined the workforce. So while I was retired, I had Medicare Part A, Part B, and I had a supplemental plan. It was a Capital Blue Cross. Together, for the Part B and the supplemental plan, I was paying, I think, about $320 a month. Mm-hmm. And that covered all co-pays and everything. It was just go see a doctor, and it was hi, goodbye. I never had to worry, except made my premium payments every month.
Sure.
Now that I'm back in the workforce, I am working for the Bethlehem School District. I'm driving a school bus. I qualified, even though it's part-time, for their medical benefits. Mm. So now I have I dropped my supplemental plan. I dropped Medicare Part B, and I now have a Capital Blue Cross PPO plan, which is pretty good, although I do have co-pays, et cetera, but I only pay $54 a month for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was like kind of money in my pocket to make the switch. It seemed to make sense. Lately, I've been thinking, well, I'm in my 70s. I'm not going to drive school bus forever. And in two or three or four years from now, if I decide to walk away, I will probably go back to, you know, Medicare Part B, get that again, and I'd be looking to take on a supplemental plan like I had before. And I'm wondering, you know, by that age, mid-70s or whatever, would it be difficult for me to get a supplemental plan?
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, age-wise, there's always going to be pre-existing conditions. How would all that play in when I look into the future, basically?
That's a great question.
Yeah, I mean, so you'll have to sign back up for Medicare Part B, correct? You opted out of that?
Yeah, I did. And there's no sense in having it if I was going to have a PPO plan.
Right. No, I think that's a good move. So you'll sign back up for Part B, and then you'll have a special enrollment to get a supplement with no medical questions.
He won't have any medical questions Mm-mm. to go back into it?
No.
Okay.
No, because you'll be leaving or losing your employer coverage eventually, and that opens you up for a special enrollment. So they, you know, they have all these things worked into Medicare for all these types of scenarios that go on, and this is one of them that it's not the most common thing we come across, but you,
it's going to become more common.
It probably will. Yeah, I mean, as we go forward, well, it's hard to say because most of the time, group coverage is not that
so
good,
cheap.
You
yeah.
know, and
yeah.
and $54 a month is cheap. So
yeah, but you're a good advertisement for school bus drivers, Paul, yeah, because they need them. So, Paul, I hope that answered your question. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much. It's
okay, take care. Bye-bye. We'll be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
American folk music offers a variegated pattern of performers and styles. I'm Tom Druckenmiller, your host for In the Tradition. Together, we'll trace the roots and branches of American folk music from the earliest recordings and performers through today's talented players. In the Tradition, Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on WDIY 88.1 FM and WDIY.org.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I have with me this evening Daniel Banks, president of Silvercrest Insurance, who... Dan, how would you say that? What is it that Silvercrest Insurance does besides helping people navigate their options?
That's
can you put
a good
it? Can
question.
You frame it a little bit better for me?
So technically, we're a brokerage firm, and we broker for the insurance companies that sell Advantage plans, prescription drug plans, and Medicare supplement plans. So we will meet with people and explain the ABCs and Ds of Medicare basically and help guide them into the appropriate coverage based on their needs and their budgets. And then once they're a client of ours, we'll review their plans periodically over the years just to make sure they're still on the straight path.
Yeah, so. And I think that's what was really interesting to me. Let me give the phone number real quick here. 610-758-8810. 610-758-8810. Is this navigating their options? So I think that one of my questions to you was I wanted to ask about deciding the prescription drug plan because I know
yes.
when you and I have talked before, it was even down to the point of which pharmacy do you prefer?
Mm-hmm.
So that could be an example of that you could provide our listeners as to, you know, how complicated it can be in navigating these decisions. So could you kind of give that as an example?
Yeah, it's, I mean, the prescription drugs under Medicare tends to be I call it the Achilles heel. And it can be for people who take brand name prescription drugs. But if you're on more than a couple generics, anything brand name or several different drugs, it can be quite complicated to figure out, well, which is the best plan because not only are the formularies different, so the federal government has minimum requirements for drug plans. And the minimum requirements are they have to cover two medications in every therapeutic category. So whatever that means. But generally, that if someone's prescribed something, it might not be on their formulary, but there should be two other medications like it that have similar attributes. And whether or not that works out is, you know, it's not all the time. So we constantly deal with, and especially now where you're, you know, the plans are changing. People get settled into their plan, and then all of a sudden, it could be different for next year. They might take medications off the formulary. There's things that happen. So that's why you need to evaluate that. Now, some people can go along for a number of years if they're, you know, maybe they're not taking medications. Mm-hmm. Maybe they only take two generics. These days, a lot of people are using, can I say GoodRx on
there. Yes, yeah, yeah.
we don't promote GoodRx as for anything, but it can be helpful to people because they do cover certain off-brand generic medications better than a lot of Medicare plans do. So we'll often use that in conjunction with their plan. So there's just these combination of factors. And again, you mentioned the pharmacies. So each plan has their preferred pharmacies. And it's just this juggernaut of variables that, you know, basically the only way to evaluate a plan is to take all of those variables, put them in the plan finder that the government has, Medicare.gov, and it spits out data and tells you according to your medication, specifically medications, pharmacies, it'll tell you what is the best plan, and best meaning least cost, based on your premium, factoring the deductible, and then whatever copays there are for those medications. And of course, they have to be on the formulary.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot that goes into that analysis. And it can be kind of complex, especially for somebody who might take 8 to 12 medications. I mean, there's people that do. And, so it's just a big...
So even if you put it through that Medicare.gov to kind of figure out what plan might be best for you, what if it's the pharmacy that's 5 miles from your house and you only know how to drive a block to the other pharmacy?
Well, fortunately, a lot of them have mail order.
Oh.
So you can utilize the mail order. I mean, there are plans out there, and I've noticed this year, and the nice thing is that they haven't changed a lot. And so there are plan options that have several, and they don't just have one pharmacy. They might take it at CVS, Giant,
Walgreens.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to vary. So usually we can find the right combination. But if someone says, well, I only want to go to Walgreens, you know, and I'm not willing to compromise, well, you might just be paying more for your medications if you don't. And I want to say can't, because people get used to the pharmacists and I understand that. So it's unfortunate sometimes we have to say, well, for your best price,
yeah,
you know.
Dan, what happens if, so you said sometimes the plans change, sometimes they don't. This year you haven't seen as many changes as usual. Some people might be overwhelmed and not look at it at all. What if they don't do anything? What happens?
Well,
does it default right into the same plan they had before?
It does. And the plans always change. They just sometimes they don't change in a way that could, you know, where it would make a person want to go to another plan, because people don't want to change their plans, but sometimes it just makes sense to do that. And basically, you know, the not changing a plan might, they could save a few $100s, sometimes a lot more. It just depends on how many medications they're taking. You know, if it's only a few generics, it's probably not going to matter. But
mm-hmm.
if you're one that takes a number of medications and some of them are pricey, you probably want to look at your plan every year.
Okay, good thought. We have a caller, Gail from Bethlehem. Gail, how can we help you? Hello, Gail, are you there? We might have lost Gail.
So,
oh, sorry, it was off air. I apologize. So Gail's question was, can you explain the difference between Medicare versus Medicaid? And I will tell you that, you know, I have clients quite often use the term Medicaid,
right,
and not in a million years do they qualify for Medicaid.
Right.
So could we explain the difference if you know it? If you don't, I'll answer.
Well, Medicaid is income-based,
mm-hmm.
Basically financial assistance. There's, what, 4 levels to Medicaid?
I don't know the levels, but I know that it's income-based, and it's typically for any age, I believe. It
could be any age.
Whereas
correct.
Medicare is age 65.
Medicare is health insurance for people 65 or older, or people who've been on disability for 24 months collecting disability. So you can be under 65, and it's your health insurance at 65. And you're paying into it. If you get a paycheck, you're paying through FICA taxes, you're paying for Medicare, and you'll get that back as a benefit at 65. Even though there is a cost to it, it's pretty, It's subsidized by the government. I mean, your Part A you paid for, but Medicaid is for anybody, basically, and it's you qualify based on income, and it's and they do it as a percentage to what they call poverty level. So they right. they set a benchmark, and if you're full Medicaid, then you're making under a certain amount, and then there's percentages of Medicaid qualified, and you know, and you'll not only get health benefits, but you'll get, you know, there's other assistance. Yeah.
So, for example, the poverty level, I believe, is $17,040, if I'm remembering correctly from, actually, I looked this up today, because that also comes into play when people are getting health insurance in the marketplace or penny.com as to calculating a premium tax credit, an advanced premium tax credit you may get to help pay for those health insurance premiums. And if you're under the poverty level, then you're not eligible for the marketplace or, you know, whatever state plan might be available, and then you qualify for Medicaid. So quite often I will have people who may have retired and be under age 65. They don't want Medicaid. They might want regular health insurance that they would get from the marketplace. We have to put income on their tax return to get them up above the poverty level so that they qualify for regular health insurance. Yep. So good question, Gail. That was perfect timing. So Dan, in talking about the prescription plans and navigating that, how do people and how do you help people navigate the decision between Advantage and maybe Part B and a supplemental plan? And we kind of touched on some of that earlier. I liked how you kind of differentiated between kind of paying up front versus paying later. How do you kind of work through that with people?
Well, we use a diagram, actually, that it's out of the Medicare and You book. It can be found in several different publications, and I've literally been using it since I started to explain the difference, because it's a nice black and white diagram that lays it out in an I call it the game board of Medicare. And so we explain, first of all, what does A cover, what does B cover, what are the deductibles and co-insurances under A and B, so that people realize that it's probably not a good idea to just have A and B Medicare. And of course, it doesn't include prescription drugs in original Medicare, is what they call A and B. So then we have to explain that, and then, well, these are what your options are. You could either go with an Advantage plan, or you can go with keeping original Medicare and picking up a supplement, and then going through the costs and basically doing like a pros and cons, you know, the old Benjamin T thing. So I mean, not that I do that, but it's almost the same thing. We just go through it and say, these, you know, Medicare supplements can be more comprehensive coverage, medically speaking, but there's a cost. Are you going to be able to afford not only this cost, but if it's going up each and every year, you're not guaranteed to be able to switch that to save money. And even though we do that a lot, and then you have to have a separate prescription plan. If you want dental, you need to get dental, and there's no gym membership. There's none of these other goodies that come
in the Advantage plan.
And those are valuable benefits in the Advantage plan. People like them. It's nice to have your coverage all in one package. They get gym memberships. They get healthy meals. There's cards you can take to the pharmacy, and every 3 months have a certain amount of money you can spend at CVS on Band-Aids or, you know, whatever you buy at CVS, vitamins. So you know, you have to weigh the difference between what you know, what's important to you. Do I need dental coverage, and can I afford to pay for that? I mean, so
you help people navigate that, and we have about a minute left. How do people reach you, Dan, if they want help kind of navigating these options?
So you can call our office, which that number is 610-868-5801, 610-868-5801, or hit us up online. You can come through our website, which is silvercrestins.com, silvercrestins, like insurance.com, and just submit a request to contact, and we'll reach out to you.
Okay. So annual enrollment period, Medicare annual enrollment period. If you want to switch supplemental, Dan's saying you got plenty of time to do that. You can do that later in the other 9 months of the year. If you're going from supplemental to supplemental, if you're going from supplemental to advantage, you need to do that now.
You need to do that now. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. lots to navigate. So, Dan, thank you so much for being on here. I hope you come back again, because I'm sure we probably didn't even cover everything that we could have covered, but I really enjoy having you. So thank you so much for being here. Thanks for having me. Thank you, listeners, for calling in tonight with your questions. They were really great questions. We really appreciate that from Gail and Paul and Kathy and the different areas that you called from as well, Bethlehem and Easton. You can also catch the podcast of this show probably in a couple days on WDIY.org under Public Affairs Programming. Always available, other topics as well to check out there. Dan Banks, president of Silvercrest Insurance, thank you so much. Kyle, thank you for being our call screener tonight. And James Johnson, thank you so much. And thank you so much, listeners. Coming up next, we have Tom Druckenmiller with In the Tradition Folk Music. And I do want to remind people that next week, I'm actually going to talk about Roth conversions and tax considerations. Roth conversions and tax considerations. Remember, pay attention, be proactive, not reactive. Make the best of your financial choices and have a great week.